Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Mother's Day is this Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This Sunday. Think fast, Rabbit.
No kidding.
Actually, found on
did everybody
Tuesday,
know this?
Thursday? Yeah.
Everybody knows.
I thought it was last weekend at first, and I freaked out. I'm like, oh, I got another week. Cool.
Yeah.
It says something down to Florida.
All right. Wait. I'm in the middle of a show here.
Right. We're going to be
99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Hey, MNI and AJ are talking while the song's playing, and holy crap.
Right.
So what are you guys doing for Mother's Day? And I'm thinking, got a couple weeks to figure that one out.
Yeah. It used to be further down the month, didn't it?
Wasn't it like the 12th or after? Well, what's this week? Oh, this
week.
14th. Where'd you go?
Okay. Yeah.
Damn this month anyway.
Holy, look at that. Right. This Sunday.
Yep. Hello.
All right. Emma's doing top 10 TV nurses because it is Nurse Week. And we got two so far, right?
Yes.
Yes. Carol Hathaway and Hot Lips Houlihan.
Vinny and Milford.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Did you think this one out?
Vinny, you all right?
Did it fall down?
Yeah, I'm still, my throat's still bad from Friday.
Oh.
Well, from screaming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Thanks, Drew.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, how about Gray?
Who?
What?
Gray from Gray's Anatomy.
Gray? That's a doctor.
Yeah, it's not a nurse.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was cool. Bad.
Ain't no thing.
You know,
don't fall into it. You're happy about it.
TV series, you're in the right world.
Yeah. Pat and Stratford.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey. I'm going to guess Carla Espinosa from Scrubs.
Yes, number two. In the opening credits, this is a little fun fact. Oops. In the opening credits, the X-ray is actually backwards for the first 5 years. They didn't realize it.
Great hospital, huh?
What is Scrubs? A comedy
that
show.
That is awesome.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, they left it intentionally after like the first season because they're like, well, we already shot it, A, and B. They're supposed to be interns, so they're going to screw up. And at one point during season five, like one of the new doctors that comes in is like, this has been bothering me for so long. And they switch it around.
And she was the only original cast member not to return for season nine. They basically had to become a stay-at-home mom at that point. Although they did mention it. They reference her every now and then.
Yeah. It was one of those shows stayed on probably two seasons too long.
Yeah. So great, though.
Oh, I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
Great. Even that show bad is still better than most shows good.
Like, the joke per minute counter on that is so high.
And then, you know, the deeper you go into the seasons, the more you know about the characters. There's a whole nother couple layers of jokes that just newbies aren't going to get.
They do. Yeah.
Wow, this is well written.
The callbacks, even.
Thank you, Pat.
I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman.
PJ and Milford.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey.
Good morning.
I'm going with Dixie McCall.
Ooh.
From the TV show Emergency. Julie London.
All right. This
is
my fault.
My favorite nurse. She came off my list, so I guess we'll just call
her
11.
That's just not right.
My fault. I said, take her off the list.
This is your bed?
I was like, this is decrepit.
No one's going to remember her at all, damn it.
I did.
No. All right, you're over 35, though, right?
Oh, very over.
How old are you?
59.
Okay. Say,
did you watch Emergency on a regular basis?
As a kid, yeah.
Yep.
I watched Emergency.
Yep, same.
And then I became one, so I'm good.
Nice.
I work at your buddy Fireman Tom. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. What would Tom do? You have to ask him that next time.
What would Tom do? I don't know.
Yes.
Make fun of it.
Then do the opposite.
Right.
He'll get it, yeah.
Thank you, PJ. Robert and Shelton.
Hey, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah,
good
morning, man.
Morning.
Hey, what about Kitty Foreman from That 70s Show or Deborah Jo, I think her name is.
Oh.
She was a nurse all the time.
She was a nurse. Yeah, you know what? She's kind of number 11 and a half. I thought about her, too.
Oh, okay. Great.
Sorry. Got another guess?
Oh, no problem.
Now a lot of people just have one guess, Emma.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You're not a multiple guesser like you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe I'll say it.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you know Mother's Day is Sunday?
I thought it was the following Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's this Sunday.
Okay.
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 What are we going to do?
You can't sit over the air.
Maybe I'll cook.
Yeah, great. All right, bye.
You guys need a new calendar.
Is it 2022 over there? What's going on?
I don't know. What the hell? Just figuring this one out. Susan the nurse.
Yes, hello.
Hello, and thank you, by the way.
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, and I have a guest for your top 10.
Okay.
Julie London, Dixie from Emergency, one of the greatest shows.
Oh, my God.
Probably one of the greatest nurses of all time, right?
You ever have a day That's where you feel correct. Like you've done everything wrong?
That's every day for me, but go ahead.
Thank you. But she is number 11.
Number 11,
she,
yeah.
She was
oh
on the
my
list.
God.
But, you know, she had to come off.
I'm
just
so
some
sorry
jerk.
To hear that. Emergency.
I know.
Yeah.
She sure was one of the greatest. And thank you for your service.
She took no crap, I tell
you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
I can hear the smile that Emma has on her face right now.
Yes, I do. It's huge.
Everything about her list was right last night until I got a hold of it.
All right. You all have a great day, and thanks for all that you do.
Thanks for what
you
do.
Yes,
do have
thank
a great
you, Nurse
day.
Susan.
You have a great day.
Amy in Manchester.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Morning to you.
You're way
good
too
morning.
Happy.
You said it the last time I called in.
Oh, so well, keep doing
having.
What you're doing.
It's
then.
Clearly need, not a fluke,
yeah.
So
we
awesome.
Need more people like you.
I need to buy what you're having.
Yeah, stay consistent. So how about Nurse Jackie from Nurse Jackie?
Yes, Nurse Jackie is number one. This comedy drama star to Edie Falco, who plays a pill-popping addict nurse who cares deeply for her patients, has incredible intuition and isn't afraid to tell the doctors that they are wrong.
And they weren't even showing the hospital.
Kind of like
in the
me today.
in the beginning, when they showed the hospital, it's actually the East 25th entrance of William and Anita Newman Vertical Campus of Burbage College. They showed it for the first three seasons.
Ah, really? It wasn't even a hospital.
Wasn't even a hospital.
They were showing
right.
a college.
And then eventually they changed it to Bellevue Hospital for like the fourth season.
Well, our buddy Adam Ferrara was in that.
Yep.
He was the nice guy.
The nice fireman guy.
The nice guy. Was he a fireman in that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe he was a fireman, yeah.
Was he?
He plays fireman a lot.
Apparently.
Adam plays fireman a lot.
Because he was in Rescue Me as
Rescue
a fireman.
Me, you know, yeah. Nurse Jackie's a boyfriend, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was a fireman.
Yeah. Mm.
John and Waterbury.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
morning. How about Carol Hathaway from ER?
We got her already.
Yeah.
Yep. She was number five.
And another one, maybe. I don't know. Kate Jackson played her in The Rookies before she was
the
on
rookies.
Charlie's Angels. She was a nurse.
She was married to one of the rookie cops. I can't think of his name now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Bank, was it
there
Danko?
Were three rookie
yeah.
cops and three
yeah.
nurses, right?
Well, no. Yeah. She was married to one of the cops. One of the rookie cops, but she was like the only nurse they ever showed.
She's not
nurse
on the list.
I think she was married to Danko. Okay. So she was nurse Julie Danko or something like that.
Okay, I can't even think of
right.
their names
yeah.
anymore.
George Stanford Brown was one of the officers. Michael Onkeen, and there was the other guy.
No, but what was their character names?
Well, Danko was one. I can't think of the other guys.
Yeah.
My sister had a crush on the Michael Onkeen guy. So, like, you like. Like, oh my God, it's alive! I'm like, I'm trying to watch.
Please
TV
don't
show.
Do that voice again.
Well, she was doing that, so that's why I told her that too.
Well,
don't do that.
Tell
voice
her not
ever
to
again.
Do it here.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, good. Judy in Waterbury.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm also a nurse. And,
thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Been a nurse for a very long time. But still,
wow,
enjoy
the way you say it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're ready to stop doing that.
No, it's more of my age that I'm talking about. But it's been a great career. It is a great career.
How long have you been a nurse?
42 years.
Wowie.
Same patient.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have you done all different tours of duty, like emergency room and ICU and
you see me?
Inpatient.
I did inpatient, outpatient,
inpatient.
Public health, inpatient, outpatient, public health. Right now I do infection control.
Oh.
That sounds dangerous.
A lot of things. It's
infection control.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do emergency room.
No.
I know some people love it because... every day is different.
Yes.
And you see all kinds of things, but man, you see all kinds of things.
Yeah. You see some really serious stuff.
Yeah.
So my guess is, and this is going way back, is Diane Carroll as Julia.
Oh, I'm sorry. She didn't make my list.
Okay.
Julia.
It was only on a couple of years.
Oh, the show's called Julia.
Yeah, my mom used to watch that.
Yeah.
Is that another one I knocked off the list?
No, I'm pretty sure no one had this one.
It was a short season, that's why.
Behind the Dust. Yeah,
it was only on a couple of seasons, but it was the first African-American woman who was the star of a show.
Yeah.
So it was quite.
Wasn't it Will Smith's wife?
Diane Cannon, no.
Oh.
You're thinking of Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah.
She played
a nurse, though, in some show.
Which is also on this list.
Ah, yeah. Well, never mind. Okay.
Emma's like, shut up!
Thank you, Judy. Emma's been saying shut up since about 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
Mike in Stratford.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm going with China Beach, Dana Delaney as Nurse Colleen McMurphy.
Oh, wow.
That was a good one. I think that was a very short season as well. No, I don't have her on my list. Hmm. I think that was only 1 year.
Yeah, it wasn't on long on ABC.
It wasn't long.
I always open with them, running on the beach.
Hmm.
It was China Beach.
It was only 3 years, right?
3 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Just Janet.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Just Janet.
My guess is Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yeah, they got her ready.
MASH.
Yeah, we had her. She was number 10. Thank you. Do you have another guess?
All right, thanks. Okay. No, that's it. Thanks.
All right. Just Hot Lips from Just Janet.
One more. Denny in Oxford.
Linda Reagan from Blue Bloods.
Oh, fresh show. Nice.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm sorry.
Fresh, and that's like 15 years old.
Right.
Right, Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
It's still on now, but it's been on for a while.
I mean, it's still on now, so it seems fresh. But
I think they're in their 12th. They're in their 12th season right now.
Okay, somewhere around. I guess 15. So okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
All right, we are out of time.
Top 10 TV nurses is Hot Lips Houlihan, number 10, 9, Del Parker from Private Practice, 8, Helen Rosenthal, St. Elsevier, 7, Ernestine Chute from Trapper John, 6, Christine Chapel, Star Trek, 5, Carol Hathaway, ER, 4, Abby Lockhart, ER, 3, Christine Hawthorne from Hawthorne, Carla Espinosa from Scrubs, and number 1, Nurse Jackie from Jackie Payton.
Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emma.
Excellent list.
Yes, it was great. Wow. Julie London wasn't on there.
Comedian Chris Warren in studio. Good morning, sir. Has anyone ever been robbed? Knife point, gun point?
Oh, I got robbed a bunch of times.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I used to, back when I was using a lot of skiing powder, being a white gentleman going into certain neighborhoods, people would assume you're there to buy drugs, and they were right. And
take your powder money.
Took a lot of that money from me.
They knew to get you going in, not out.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like a powder admission fee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you just hand it over, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm not. When someone comes up to you, shows you the handle of a gun, you just go, okay, I lost this round. We'll get them next time.
Right.
You know, we'll get them next time.
Yeah, I'm glad you came along.
I don't have to win them all.
I'm glad you came along. I found your money. I had my pocket.
Wow.
That's a good thing you showed me that.
You sound like a pitcher who just lost a game in the World Series. We'll come back again, Trag. What can we do?
You got this one. That's okay. We'll be back.
We were just overpowered this time.
I've been pulled over by cops going into those neighborhoods.
Oh.
And I was there to buy weed.
Right.
And they just know. They pull you over. What are you doing here? I don't know. Just driving.
I'm lost.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know why you're here. We're going to keep an eye on you. I'm like, oh, damn it. Where am I going to go to get weed now?
They take your money?
They didn't take my money.
He didn't handle a gun.
But a Yale shuttle bus driver was robbed at gunpoint in Hamden.
Wait, why are you robbing the shuttle bus? Isn't the shuttle on campus is free? Like, there's no cash on hand.
Right, what?
I guess maybe the shuttle bus driver's money?
It's his money.
Yeah, like, give me your wallet.
Money.
Yeah.
It was personal. They were after that shuttle bus driver.
You think so? Yeah.
Why else would you rob the shuttle bus?
Because it's easy. You know when it's going to be empty.
Yeah, it's not a fast-moving vehicle either. No chase scene here.
It's also, pretty easily spotted.
Yep.
The bus driver told officers that a large man approached, pulled a firearm, demanded the driver's personal property. After getting the items, he ran.
Can't win them all.
Can't win them all. The man was over 6 feet tall and might be in his 40s. That's the description.
We can pinpoint that person immediately. Large man might be in his 40s.
Just a tall guy. We don't know if he's heavy. We don't know if he's dead.
Right. We know he's got the bus driver's money.
We don't know what he was wearing.
Right.
Doesn't 40 seem kind of old for a life of crime? I feel like you age out at that point.
Or he's just beginning now, you know, like change of career.
A midlife crisis, I'm going to become a stick-up man
now. I've been really good all this time. Now I want to be bad.
Right, I'm 40. I've told myself I'd be doing this in my 20s. I haven't get around to it yet. This life of crime thing, I'm going to have to start it now.
Or he was traumatized as a child on a shuttle bus, and now he's exacting his revenge.
Maybe that's what it is.
I lost my cell phone here once. I'm getting my money back.
They didn't have it when I called back.
I'm going to get my money from my
iPhone. He had a bad time on a shuttle bus.
Did he steal the actual shuttle bus? Because that would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, no.
No, just the personal property. This story, like, you could tell the cops don't care. And I don't blame them for not caring. I get all that. That's another story for another time.
Yeah.
There's no description. Tall guy, 40s. That's it.
To me, it says inside job.
No listing of the personal items. What was stolen? Was it a watch? Is it something we can look for?
Credit card.
At a pawn shop?
Should we be on the lookout for certain things?
Right. We know
belt buckle.
We know virginity's up the table.
Some rings.
You drive a shuttle bus.
What'd he take?
Yes.
No, nothing. It's like, guy robbed at gunpoint. Just another day.
Don't they
New
have
Haven.
Cameras on those buses?
I don't know.
I would think they do.
I think they do. Seems like an old, like they had cameras on the school buses when I were, in middle school. It was like 15 years ago.
Well, just on Phil's bus because the one makes you want.
Well, that's true. I was particularly rambunctious. But
watch that one kid.
If they're able to do that then, like, I feel like they have better cameras now. They're probably more
less
widely
grainy.
Available.
Yep.
If someone said, hand over your wallet.
Jokes on them, I don't have a wallet.
Jokes on them, you have no money.
Right. Like, I tell you what, though.
Can you imagine? Right. You would win that round.
Yes, I would. I would just point to somebody and be like, that person probably has more money than I do, so why don't you go there? I'm more of a canvasser for them. I don't have any personally, but you know what? I know a guy who does.
What's in your wallet right now?
I don't carry cash anymore. I just
You don't even have
ever.
A wallet. You're right.
Is that a rubber band holding that together?
I got the Italian wallet.
Oh, Jesus.
I got the Italian wallet.
Can we get a picture of that?
I got the Italian wallet.
That's got to go on social media.
I got the Italian wallet.
Hold on. Don't put that on the Italian people. That's you.
No. Most of my Italian friends carry money like this. So, yeah.
I got
19 bucks.
Name two Italian friends.
Okay, my friend Ross and my friend, who else?
Ross is Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Silvio, Tony.
What do you think?
All the guys.
Would be like Antonio? No. No. The Ross and also my friend Brian. So
Brian who?
I'm not giving last
name. I mean, I'm sitting right here.
You don't have two Italian friends.
I got tons of Italian friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Name them.
Yeah. Now
I want to see their wallets. No one walks around with a wallet. There's one. Phil Antonelli. He's a friend of yours.
Yeah. Wallet.
Yeah, he's got a wallet.
Yeah, but he's a nerd. So, the people I know carry cash.
I have a wallet, yeah.
Okay. He's not Italian.
That's what adults do, by the
way. It's a simple.
They have wallets.
Yeah, it's a simple
wallet.
Leather
wallets are a thing of the past.
Wallets
are a thing of the past.
It's not a thing.
What you do is you carry your stuff in your phone.
It's a thing of the past because money is a thing of the past
your stuff
to you.
You carry your stuff in your phone.
That I've never gotten because if you lose your phone, now you lose everything.
I don't lose my phone.
Okay.
I've lost the phone.
But I carry, as far as money goes, I got my money. I got a gas card. And I got my pass again, the key card for the building.
All right, so you have what? All right, hold on. Money,
card key, and a Sunoco gas card,
and a gas card. Not even a credit card.
No.
How much money?
Right now, I have 19 bucks.
Okay.
On me.
All right.
Right.
So you see him leaving the studio today.
You mean 19 bucks and a gas
fresh
card.
Target.
Right.
$19.
Right. I carry cash. I prefer to carry cash.
No, I'm a credit card.
I don't do credit cards. It'll get me in trouble.
So you don't have any of your medical cards, your dentist card? All right. So I got
it's in here.
Credit card. Got a security card.
Yeah.
Got my pistol permit.
Yep.
Got my credit card. Got my car wash card.
Nice. That's in my car. The only car that fits in the car wash. So.
All right. Got to have a car wash membership because then you don't have to worry about washing your car and it raining.
Well, I wash it anyway.
Health care card, health insurance.
Yeah.
And then driver's license.
Yeah, I got my my health card. I got my license and my carrier permit.
For some reason, I don't know how this started, but I started carrying a $2 bill.
My dad used to do that.
And
my brother-in-law does that.
And I've had this now in my wallet for how many years? I don't even know. I know.
They're going to stop printing them at some point.
I had another thing in my wallet back then. It was a round thing. It died of old age, though.
50?
It was also number two. Yeah.
I like how we're talking about a robbery story, and now you two are both taking all your money out and counting it. We're at this location. Right. This is how much money I have. I get off at about 10 o'clock, so you want to meet me in the parking lot.
19 bucks, and I'll fight you for it.
We want to make it easy for everybody.
Yes. Well, you did say you have your pistol permit, so that might dissuade some people.
Yeah, it's kind of a balance. Yeah.
Same, yes. Yeah. That ensures I still have my 19 bucks left.
Ryan in New Haven, you were robbed?
I was at the Walgreens on Whaley Avenue up by Amity section in New Haven. So I go there last weekend to get my kids some formula and some diapers, and I'm walking in, and there's this very sketch-looking person walking around the back of the registers, and they have a cart full of laundry detergent and toilet paper, basically everything you could expect.
Oh, you know what's about to go down right now.
Yeah, it's all going out the door.
Oh, I walk in, so I see her as I'm walking in, and I'm like, that chick's about to run. I turn around, and she's hightailing out the door with the cart full of stuff.
Yep.
Everyone's freaking out. Manager's like, don't worry about it. The cart's going to lock up. Literally, not even a second later, she goes butt over elbow.
Nice.
It's over.
That's great.
And tries to, while we're all laughing at her and videotaping her, which I'll try and get it over to you guys. I don't have a good video.
She'll cover it in, like, detergent, like, all covered in Tide.
She tries to load the cart up. And try to leave again, and tips it over again, takes an armful of stuff, and starts running back towards the Three Judges Motel, because that's the only place she could go to.
Wow.
Laundry day.
That's great.
And left everything right in the driveway. Like, it was
of course,
and
yeah.
I won't be
of course.
Surprised.
No, you don't bring that back now.
The woman at Walgreens is like, this happens probably 5 or 6 times a week, and there's just nothing we can do at this point.
Oh, that shopping cart thing is great.
Carts that lock.
You're going to have to work for it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to carry this stuff, God forbid.
And you know what I'm thinking Stop a Shop should have Marty have, like, laser eyes, like, like zap people.
I also seen it happen at the Stop and Shop in Amity, too, but they just left the cart because the security guy grabbed them.
Yeah.
And then they just ran.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just unbelievable what this world's coming to.
Locking carts.
I know, it is wild.
I would go one step further, have the cart go a certain distance past the store and explode.
No, the locking wheels is the best.
It's so good because they don't see it coming.
They fall over.
There should be a camera that mounted on there so we can see it.
There's slapstick comedy about it. It's like, wait, it's going to happen. Oh, right. There they go.
Right, it's like, I've tasted fresh air and I'm tasting pavement.
Right. Yeah. As you're getting past the store, all of a sudden Yakety Sax plays, a camera goes on, and we get to watch you.
That's how you should deter it, is just start putting these videos out and we just all get to laugh at them.
Absolutely. So I'm in the middle of trouble with horrible service, gentlemen, and I don't want to have Chaz or AJ start yelling at me. So I just want to say,
it would be me. But all right.
Caller. It was great talking to you guys.
Great talking to you, man.
Great story.
Awesome,
thank you.
Dude. Awesome. Thank you.
Movie guy Joe Myers is on. And I guess the Academy or whatever made some new rules for movies.
No, oh, God.
To be eligible for Oscars, you have to kind of do this or whatever.
Okay.
It's that they're fulfilling, you know, the diversity requirements. And it's been very controversial because, you know, frankly, a lot of the films that have won Best Picture over the years would not qualify, you know, things like The Sound of Music or Amadeus or The Sting. So, you know, and Richard Dreyfuss got into a lot of trouble because he said the rules made him want to vomit. And I think he made a point when he said, you know, if you think of this as an art form, and, you know, they call themselves the motion picture arts and sciences, how can you make directors fulfill a checklist of things that they have to do in order to qualify?
Right.
Well, that's a good point.
Yep.
You know, I mean, if you made a prisoner of war movie, you know, Great Escape now, you know, you would have to sort of shoehorn people in, you know, and I have real doubts about it. I just don't think it's a good thing. And then you get into like pictures like All Quiet on the Western Front, you know, which was up for Best Picture this year. I don't believe there were any blacks or Asians in that film.
No.
And you're right, though. Like, there's no other art form. Like, they're not doing this in music. It's not like you can't form a band unless you fulfill certain requirements. You know, like, it seems very specific to this industry.
You know, and if you're making a painting, people don't tell you what colors to use.
No, I think we should make that a requirement for bands. Every band should have a college brochure.
Right.
Right.
Should have one everybody.
Right.
Should look like...
like We Are the World.
What are some of the bands?
Right.
Yeah.
To have a little bit of everybody. That Smashing Pumpkins?
Okay. No, Smashing Pumpkins got a girl and an Asian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
In it.
All right.
Billy Corgan was weird looking, but yeah.
I don't think any band meets the criteria.
No.
It's tough.
None.
Yeah.
No. None.
Yeah. It's a goofy. I think it's a goofy rule. You know, I can see encouraging like employment of crew and tech people, you know, from minorities and get them into it, get them into cinematography and things on movies. But to make the actual content of the film fulfill like a DEI requirement, I think that's a dangerous thing. And, you know, people already argue about what's up for Best Picture and what qualifies. I think this will just open up a huge can of worms.
Now, question for you, is it going the other way? Like, if you're making a movie that with a predominantly black cast, do you have to shoehorn in a straight white guy
right.
at some point?
You know, that's a good point, because I saw on one of the entertainment websites in the comments section, somebody said, I've never been bothered by the fact that there are no white people, you know, in like Boys in the Hood or whatever. You know, so it's a weird, I mean, it's like I said. It's
and there's been a couple of
so
movies recently, trying to think of, what was the one with all the Asians in it that just won Best Picture?
Oh, Parasite. Yeah.
Parasite.
Parasite, yeah.
Right. I wasn't looking for white people.
No.
Like, hey, man, what's the problem there?
Where's the guy white people?
I think that'd be funny if they came to the Korean director and they're like, listen, too many Korean people in this movie. We need some diversity.
Yeah, you got we're the blacks, we're the whites. Right. Come on now.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's going to be a mess. I think Dreyfuss was probably speaking for a lot of his peers when he said that, because it's just going to go on and on and on and
but
on.
But all of the people who matter, like the Spielbergs and all this stuff, they won't say a thing because
they
want to be able to go to these cocktail parties,
of course,
and be honored and not harassed.
That's sort of why it feels
like no one does the right thing anymore.
Yeah. So it's being bullied, basically.
But that's why it feels like this was Richard Dreyfuss, because like he's not really doing much anymore. He's like, look, man, I don't care.
Someone's got to say it.
He's letting
say it.
I'm doing it.
And what he said was awesome.
Well,
it was great.
And he's always been kind of a hothead. I interviewed him years ago. He was in a play at Long Wharf. And he's always been kind of a tell-it-like-it-is guy. He doesn't really care. Unfortunately, now in the age of Twitter, when he makes comments like this, you know, it causes a real storm of abuse against him.
Well, that's too bad.
It's a shame.
It is too bad.
Yeah. You should be able to say what you want to, you know.
You can't
you don't have to agree with it, but you shouldn't be lit on fire because you have an opinion that's different than the collective.
Oh, no, you can't have an opinion.
Especially in the world of art, you think that they would be more supportive to all different ideas and views and things.
Absolutely.
So they're not saying you can't make these movies. They're saying, well, you make it. We're not going to give you an Oscar.
Yeah.
And it's only the Best Picture category. They're basically saying if you don't fulfill these diversity, equity, and inclusion rules, you cannot be up for Best Picture. You can be nominated for, you know, Best Cinematography, Best Screenplay, whatever. So it's really kind of odd.
But think about how many people are going to cop out. It's like, I would have won Best Picture. Right. But,
exactly.
You
know. Well, this means, this means that Fast and Furious has a chance to win an Oscar.
It's a very diverse
because it's got everybody in it.
That's true.
It's got everybody in it.
You know, it's funny.
That's going to be up.
That's a great example, AJ.
You're going to see Fast and Furious now. They're all saying,
is that
we have a chance.
Is that Vin Diesel accepting the award?
It's about family.
He drives a car up on stage.
I agree with Chris a little bit. Like, I think there are going to be people who are just like, yeah, I wasn't trying to make this for the Academy, but I think all it does is kind of weaken the Academy's influence. You know, I think it's already been diminished.
They're
clearly losing their grasp. Like, people just don't care anymore.
But
you would think they would try to bolster it.
There will be backlash at these Oscar awards.
Of course, will.
People will get up and say, "Well, we accept this, and you know, we would have won."
But
did we have Richard Dreyfuss?
I have a couple different clips. Yeah, this is him talking about this new rule.
What do you think of these new inclusion standards for films?
They make me vomit. This is an art form. No one should be telling me as an artist that I have to give in to the latest, most current idea of what morality is. And what are we risking? Are we really risking hurting people's feelings? You can't legislate that.
And he had an example that he wanted to give on why he felt this way.
You know, Laurence Olivier was the last white actor to play Othello. And he did it in 1965. And he did it in blackface. And he played a black man brilliantly. Am I being told that I will never have a chance to play a black man? Is someone else being told that if they're not Jewish, they shouldn't play The Merchant of Venice? Are we crazy? Do we not know that art is art?
I don't know if anyone had a conversation with Richard Dreyfuss, but no one's playing a black man.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
That was 19.
That was a terrible example.
See Thomas Howell.
Yeah, he went too far. You know, I mean, although I must note that Olivier was nominated for an Oscar that year for that performance. So, I mean, times have changed. But no, I think he really hurt his argument when he went into the idea of white people playing black characters. I mean, that's crazy.
That's a great defense. Like, so wait, you're telling me with this crazy new law, I'll never be able to do blackface again? And it's like,
it's not exactly new.
But if you think about it, Al Pacino played an Italian and then played a Cuban.
Right.
And you completely believed both.
Did a fantastic
100%.
Job.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a better.
Right. And he's played an old Jewish man in Hunter X, too. Al Pacino has played a lot of things.
Played a blind guy. He wouldn't be able to play a blind guy now.
No.
Because people would go nuts.
They're like, blind.
You got to get a blind actor.
Exactly right.
And there's a lot of controversy about, you know, disability on film as well.
Yes.
So, like, Bryan Cranston did a movie where he's, like, a paraplegic or something like that, and people were very upset with that role.
Yeah, Gary Sinise couldn't play Lieutenant Dan.
Dustin Hoffman wouldn't be able to play Rain Man.
Yeah.
But wait, he's
Daniel Day-Lewis with My Left Foot with no Oscar for it, you know?
Oh, that's right, Daniel Day-Lewis. Like,
his whole career.
The most brilliant performances ever.
Right. His whole career came from that role.
Right.
Yeah.
But, okay, with the paraplegic thing, right, like, you got to think, what percentage of the population is wheelchairs? How many of those people want to be actors, and then how many of those people are good actors? It's like the chances that you find the guy in the wheelchair that's
a good actor,
a Shakespearean trained actor is kind of rare.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
And there's no point in Scarface where I don't think Al Pacino's Cuban.
Oh, seriously.
Not for one second. No. I say, he didn't.
Oh, yeah, no. He lived the life. No. Yep, he lived it.
He was great.
Yeah.
Great.
So,
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
Yep.
So wait, do we have, what are the actual requirements? Is it a percentage thing, a number of roles? Like, do they have a list of what's required?
If you go online and Google it, it's like reading a contract. It involves the crews. It involves the cast. It's a very detailed document.
It's like reading directions. Someone does that.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. But it's a percentage. You know, it involves
Is the percentage based on...
Like how many folks
let's
in
just
movie?
Say your movie's based in America.
Okay.
All right. What is the percentage of African Americans in America, Asians in America? Like, is it based on the makeup of the country? Or is it just based up on some number Hollywood
representation? Right. If there's 5% in this neighborhood, there's going to be 5% of the movie.
Right? It sounds like a weird question, but they've opened this door now. Like, who determines the numbers and where do they come from?
No. No, it's going to cause all kinds of havoc, you know, both on the production side and when these awards are nominations.
No, but if you make a movie of my life now, not that you would, but if you did, right?
For example.
Okay. Yeah. My two very first friends were African-American.
Yeah.
But after that, like they moved away. After that, my friends have basically been white men.
Yeah.
So now a movie of my life. So this show.
Right.
If we made a movie about this show, it would never be nominated. Well, it wouldn't be anyway.
No.
But let's just say.
Right, right.
Listen, it was really good.
Listen, the right director.
Like, you know, AJ, you're going to be a black guy. Sorry.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, no, it would be distorting.
In my heart, I am.
All right.
Yes.
I'll be your diversity. I'll come in every week. You need you need a nervous Jewish guy, I will come in here every week.
All right,
and I'll bring up the diversity question.
Yeah, right. And you're newly Jewish, right?
I am, yeah.
All right. Well, very good.
Yeah.
You have that new Jewish smell.
But what about the panel, even that instilled this rule? Like, how diverse was that panel?
That's
like,
a great question.
Many questions about this.
Well, yeah, what do they look like?
How did you get decided? Exactly.
Yeah, who kissed your ass and made you God?
Well, how does this happen?
The irony is it was probably a bunch of old white guys.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, something tells me that it will fall apart, that once they actually try to put it into action, there will be resistance. It'll be like, suppose you wanted to do a remake of The Sound of Music, you know, set in Austria at the start of World War II.
Right.
How could you shoehorn blacks and Hispanics and Asians into a film? I mean, that's insane.
Unless it's the lady who plays the lead.
Hold on. That would actually be fantastic.
The Julia, whatever her name, Andrews part.
If a diverse cast of Nazis showed up to the door and there's like a black Nazi, an Asian Nazi, a Cuban Nazi, and they're
it would look like Star Wars.
This is what they're saying.
This is what they've asked for, essentially.
It would look like Stormtroopers in Star Wars.
That'd be fantastic.
But it's World War II. I don't know. Why are you in a Nazi outfit?
Right.
Shouldn't you be like flying planes into American ships or something? Like, it's.
Yeah.
Confusing.
Very confusing, yeah.
History doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, no.
History happened.
History happened.
And the problem is going to be the producers who have all the money are going to want the awards because you make more money.
Yeah.
So they're going to be fighting with the directors who want to fight for the art. And it's like, no, this isn't considered.
And that's already happening anyway.
That's already happening just on who do we cast? We want a big name.
This is why I'm thinking Fast and Furious is going to be the number one movie.
I have a story on that. I've been trying to
figure out.
I think now we have an Oscar contender.
Joe, we didn't get to your list. I'm sorry. We'll talk to you next week about it.
Oh, terrific.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, Joe. Joe's got a great podcast on Spotify. It's called Now a Major Motion Picture.
Stump the Chumps.
Today it's TV teachers. Why?
Because we had the teacher. I forget exactly why. There was a reason why we did this. Anybody feel free to jump
in. It was your idea.
Okay. Because the teacher, yesterday we were doing the show, the AJ Stunt or Stupid. Teacher's Week, isn't it?
It's also National Teacher Appreciation Day.
That was it. Thank you. Appreciate that. Anybody feel free to jump right in.
No.
Anybody feel free to jump right in.
I don't want to.
Yes. I would do it for you.
I know you would. That's what makes me feel bad about not helping you.
Thank you.
But it makes for great audio, and that's really the only reason why we're here.
And we'll see you Friday.
That was awesome. All right. Okay. TV teachers, give us tickets. 203-882-9757. Stump us with a trivia question. You get in the running for the Incubus tickets.
Don't work too hard, as you just heard.
Mark and Waterbury.
I'm going to slap him.
Hey. Come on, gentlemen. Love the show.
Thank
Here
you,
we
sir.
Go again.
All right.
You got to go. You got to go with Mr. Cotter.
What about him?
We need a question.
But that's
we're not like a top 10 list.
Mr. Cotter.
All right, so it is a trivia question.
Right,
you should be asking
us questions.
Start with that.
It's not a top 10 list.
Scott in New Haven.
Yo, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, what's the actress that played Mrs. Crabtree in The Little Rascals, probably inspired Hot for Teacher?
Oh, I don't know her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Mrs. Crabtree in The Little Rascals, having her in Hot for Teacher in, 1984?
No.
He's just saying it. They're probably watching it.
Yeah, he's making a connection that's not there. The real question here.
I'm telling you, they did.
Okay. But the real question, thank you, Scott. The real question is, why are we here right now?
Yo, I'm in the psych ward right now. Give me shock treatment.
Chumps.
Yeah. No, the question is,
okay,
what's the name of the actress who played Mrs. Crabtree in The Little Rascals?
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
The answer is, we don't know.
No idea.
What's the answer?
June Marlowe.
Yes, that's like many, many years ago. That's
you
like,
are in the running for Incubus tickets.
Born
Stump the Chumps.
Of course, been dead for years.
But that was so funny watching those black and whites.
Oh,
and
yeah, then they were.
Bill Cosby bought them and took them off the air.
Yep, and now they're back again. I think he had to sell
There's
them.
There's no way they're back.
You
can't play those anyway.
I'm playing them, but I believe that someone else has the rights now to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Ruth, can you look that up? Who has the rights to the Little Rascals?
Yeah.
Eli in Plymouth.
Head of the Class featured a group of extremely bright teenagers and a very funny teacher. The teacher was played by Howard Hessman, who left the very successful program after a few seasons. Who was the famous comedian who replaced him?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh,
and why did he leave? That was such a great show.
Yeah. What was the show?
Head of the Class.
Head of the Class.
Head of the Class.
Right, Head of the Class.
The original guy who was Dr. Johnny Fever left.
Was it Mark Curry?
No, that's Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great one, too. I love that show.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Howard Hessman left, and somebody else came in after him. I'm baffled on that one. I just know it was Howard Hessman, you know, the entire time. I didn't know he left and somebody else came in.
That is a good question. Yeah, I don't know either.
I know. Is Billy Connolly.
That is correct.
Nice.
Wow.
Yes.
I know
that's
my
right.
80s to come.
Yay.
Nice.
Thank you.
Stump the Chumps.
Hito, thank you.
Will in Waterbury, very loud. What's your question?
On Two and a Half Men, what was Jake's teacher that Charlie ended up hooking up with? What was the name? What was her name?
Hooked up with everybody.
Right.
If it wasn't standing still, you hooked up with it. I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Miss Pasternak.
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 I feel like there's something going on there.
Yeah, I know. You're in the running.
There you go.
The Chumps.
Cheryl in Waterbury.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Who's the teacher in Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
I wasn't, no, Mr. Collins was somebody else.
I mean, Ruth was just bragging about her 80s sitcoms.
Yeah,
get in here.
Right. Are you referring to the early seasons where she was played by Hayley Mills? Yeah. That was Miss Bliss.
Yes, you got it, honey.
Wow, look at you.
Good one.
Nice.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
The Chumps.
Damn.
Joe in Westport.
I think I misunderstood the assignment. I got a movie teacher. Can I give you a movie teacher?
It's TV teachers.
I know. Let's just do it anyway. Bueller?
John in East Haven.
Played by Ben Stein, by the way.
Who is the teacher in Billy Madison?
That's a movie teacher.
The teacher is, I know her. She's married to Veronica Vaughn, and she's married to
one of the tennis players.
Pete Sampras. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is her name?
Harry Duke. Stump. Doesn't make a difference. It's a movie teacher. It's a TV teacher.
Oh, that's
television,
true.
Television,
yeah.
Not movie.
Thank you.
Different word.
You're welcome, John.
So mad.
And why are we
really
doing this again?
It's really not that hard. TV.
Why are we doing this again?
It was hard
because
to remember why we're
Teacher's
doing
Day.
It. All right. Well, that was fun.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.